Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are so thrilled that you've joined us on this Sunday. And we are excited that this is a new year. Oh, my goodness. It is 2019. Praise God. Glory to His name. You know, God is good to us. Amen. And today we want to minister to you for a little bit. And we're grateful for BPN Radio. And we thank, Pastor Dale and Pastor, Gene and Rick and Ruth and all of them, all the staff. We appreciate each one of them. And, this is good ground. So I encourage you to make an effort this year to donate to higher ground, to BPN Radio, and let's help plant some seeds and spread the gospel around the world. So let's turn to your Bible in Ezekiel, the 30th chapter, the 21st verse. And I tell you what, we want to read three verses there, I believe it is. Paul is my helper. He's always been faithful here in helping me, and I appreciate him. And Paul, if you'd be glad to read that, and we'd appreciate it a lot.
Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and see, it has not been damaged for healing, nor a splint put on to bind it, to make it strong enough to hold a sword. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, both the strong one and the one that was broken, and I will make the sword fall out of his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them throughout the countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, but I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he will groan before him with the groanings of a mortally wounded man.
Amen. I tell you what, praise God. Lord, we come up for you, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you anoint these lips of clay, that you anoint our ears to hear your word around the world, Lord. Minister to this message and touch it, Lord Jesus, in a mighty way. Praise God. Now, Paul, when we read that 21st verse, what does it say there again? And do you still have it open there? I'm sorry. I didn't know he didn't have it open there. So
I'm going to pause it.
Okay.
Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and see, it has not been a bandage for healing, nor a splint put on to bind it, to make it strong enough to hold a sword.
Amen. Now, I tell you what. When I look at that scripture, I think of us today. And see, we're going to try to put that in context. I know that it talks about Pharaoh, and it talks about Egypt, and all that, Babylon and what have you. But he says that he broke the arm of Pharaoh. Now, what I want to look at is this, basically is you and I. And we look at the sword of the Spirit over there in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And we look at the 17th verse. He says to take the sword of the Spirit. He tells us to put on the whole armor of God. He tells us to put on, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, then the shield of faith, and then the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is so important to each one of us. Now, last week I preached on basically God, you said. Now, I want to continue on that a little bit. God, you said that we were the head and not the tail. God, you said we were going over and not under. God, you said that we would lend and not borrow. See, we need to take those things to heart. We need to take those promises. God, you said that we would have the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. The blessings of Abraham. You know, the blessings of Abraham was so awesome. When you think about it, God told him, he says, look up to the stars in the sky. And when he was there, when they've counted the stars around that time that Abraham probably could see, there was approximately 6,000 stars in that region. But then God told him, says, look at the sand of the sea. Now, you think about that. How many sands are they on the seashore? I mean, there's too numerous to count. And God said that your descendants would be like the sand of the sea. Now, that is an awesome promise. Now, every time we see Abraham, we see him being blessed from every individual that around. I mean, every time you turn around, one of the kings or one of the, people that were in charge of different places would bless him with silver and gold and with cattle and all kinds of goods and what have you. I mean, there've been several times that, you know, that he had got, caught in different areas as he was traveling along, and God would bless him, and it was just totally amazing. Then the one time that he rescued Lot, I mean, he went, Lot was down in Sodom and Gomorrah. When they finally separated, Lot took and went down into Sodom and Gomorrah. He looked down on the fields down by the sea and seen all of the Jordan Valley and how beautiful it was and what have you. And he said, well, I'll go down here. And Abraham, he went toward the mountainous area. But Lot, at one time, he got captured. That whole city got captured. The area did. And somebody came and told Abraham, and Abraham got his, his slaves and all the people around him. And he took off, and he went after Lot and his family, and he captured them, and he killed all of those that had captured them. All the enemy he took, and all of their possessions and everything. It was numerous amount of possessions. Then we see Melchizedek come along, and Melchizedek is probably God, but he sacrificed and gave 10% to Melchizedek. We see an awesome thing that Abraham did. Abraham was a wonderful individual, and we need to follow his example of giving 10% back to God. You know, it all belongs to God, but we need to give 10% back to him. And he said, well, us to live on that other 90%. And I encourage you to take the other 10% and save for yourself. So I'm just preaching on finances for a little bit, okay? I tell you what, there's so many people that get to 65 or 70 years old, and they don't even have enough money to if they had a $10,000 bill, they couldn't pay it. Many seniors are living from payday to payday, and some of them are not even, being able to do that. And so it is really a challenge. So I encourage you to take time and, live on that 80%. Give 10% to God, 80%, 20, another 10%, you save it and live on that 80%. And, I tell you what, it'll go a lot further than you think, and I know God will bless you. Well, let's get back to this area here. We see that Egypt and down in Pharaoh, that Pharaoh basically, God said that he broke the arm. He broke the arm that held the sword that was fixed to come and capture the enemy of the Babylon was the enemy over there, Egypt. There was two different areas there that was fighting against the other. But it's an example of me, us, and the old devil. And when you think about it, the sword of the Spirit, this is the Word of God, that we're to take the Word of God. You know, God, Jesus, when he was tempted, in many ways. But the one thing that he was tempted, you know, was... And the old devil came to him, he tempted him three times, but Jesus always said, "It is written." And see, that's what we have to say. God, it is written. Oh, it is written that our family shall be saved. Our loved ones shall be saved. Oh, praise God that we stand in a gap for our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But that arm, he said that arm was broken and it could not be repaired. Now, you think about that a minute. You know, many times God, in the scripture, it uses the hand of God. Now, the hand of God, if you look at your hand, there is 27 bones in this hand. Now you wonder, you know, how does that hand move with the five fingers there and all the ligaments in it? I mean, it is well designed. It is unbelievable how awesome God has developed and made our hands to be able to do the things that it does. It's able to grip things. It's able to do things, type, and it's able to play the piano. It's playing the can play the guitar. It can, you know, I mean, it's just amazing of all the things that it can do. One of the things, if you look back in Samuel, I believe it is in the fifth chapter, I think it's first book of Samuel, fifth chapter, one of the warriors, when they was in battle with David and what have you, it says that one of the warriors they had won the battle, but this man had killed many of the enemy, and it said that he had a hold of the sword, and his hand was so glued to that sword that they had to take and pry his fingers off of that sword. Now, this man was intense, and I mean, I don't know how long he held his hand in that position, but I know that when I've held my hand in that position, you know, maybe driving a nail or holding an air gun or, you know, just a lot of different things, when you hold it in a certain position for very long, it becomes frozen in that area. And this man had that sword for hours, evidently, and he, you know, was wiping out the enemy with that sword. And see, that's what we have to do. We have to be willing to hold on to that sword, hold on to the Word of God, because the old devil wants to break your arm and break your hand to where you cannot hold a sword. And that sword is the Word of God. And if you're not holding the Word of God in your hand against the old devil, he's going to come in like a roaring lion and he's going to blow you away. And you need to have the Word of God and be able to use the Word of God on that old enemy. The enemy wants to destroy you and I. What did he say in John 10:10? He says, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to shout out there. Praise God. You need to think about that. I tell you what, God is so good, isn't he? Jesus said, I came to give you life and more abundantly. I think about the scripture in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse. He says, that, you know, If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now I think about, you know, what is the things that he's talking about there? You know, a lot of people say, well, he's talking about houses and lands and properties and what have you. That is very possible that he is talking about those things, because in later verse there, he says something about the houses and what have you. You know, and God will bless you abundantly. What he wants you to do, though, is to seek the Lord, seek God with all your heart, and his righteousness. What does he mean by his righteousness? I know that one of the scriptures in the other context, it says that to seek the Lord you know, he shall give you all the things, you know, if, you know, seek the Lord with all your heart and all these things shall be added unto you. It leaves out that one thing, seek the Lord with all your heart and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. So anyway, there's two different scriptures there, but I believe he's really indicating we need to seek the Lord and his righteousness. How righteous is our Lord and Savior? He was so righteous that he never committed any sins whatsoever. Hallelujah. And he was tempted in every aspect as you and I. I just, you know, I know that, you know, we are tempted on every hand. When you look around, I tell you what, there's so much enemy that comes against you. But I tell you what, when the enemy comes against you, Jesus said, the Word of God says that the enemy shall flee seven different ways. So you take the Word of God and you say, in the name of Jesus, God, you said the enemy, when the enemy comes against me, that the enemy will flee seven different ways. When I raise my voice and speak to the enemy will flee and go seven different ways. Praise God. You have the Word of God. You have the sword of the Spirit. And you have a hand and an arm that is not broken. But when the old devil, he wants to break your arm. He wants to you know, destroy you. I think about the time that Jesus was on the cross for you and I. He took and he stretched out his arms for you and I, and they drove a nail in his hands, in his arms there. And, you know, it drove a nail in his feet. I tell you what, you think about that a minute. When they came along, the Roman soldiers was commissioned basically to break the bones of the people that they crucified, you know, that would make them basically, if they broke the legs, they couldn't lift themselves back up and take the pressure off their lungs where they could breathe, and so basically they would suffocate as they hung on that cross. When they came to Jesus, so they said, you know, look, he is already dead. What is the use of us breaking his bones? And they put a sword, you know, threw a sword into his or pierced his side. And it says that water and blood came out. I see, you know, in the scripture, it says that no bone in Psalms, I believe it says that no bone in his body was ever broken. So we see a miracle there. Even though the guards didn't know that they were fulfilling the promises or fulfilling the Word of God, that his bones would not be broken. Now you think about that. What a miracle that is when all of the Roman soldiers were told, break the bones of the prisoners. Those that are being crucified, you break them, you know, so they will die more readily. I know that they've said that that people have hung on those crosses 2 or 3 days without dying. And so when the Roman soldiers would break their bones, they did not live very much longer because they could not breathe and they suffocated. So, you know, their life was ended. I think about Jesus, though, as he was on that cross, his blood was shed for your sins and my sins. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says that his stripes, that the stripes that he took upon his back, he was stripped and he was beaten with a cat of nine tails. And it says that that cat of nine tails had, glass and all kinds of rocks and what have you. And when it would come across an individual's back, it would literally rip the skin right off of the back. And so 39 stripes of that thing, and you take 9 times 39, and it's just unbelievable. That's 36, let's see, that would be 351 times across his back. My goodness, that's just unbelievable. Lord, help us. I don't know how any man could stand that. I know that many men, that were beaten with that thing would die during the process. Oh, my, that is just unbelievable that the stripes. He says, "Oh, by those stripes, we are healed." Hallelujah. By the stripes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He says, and Peter, he says, we were healed. We were healed by his stripes. Thank you, Jesus. You know, no matter what that problem is in your life or your body, God is able to heal your body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the miracle, Lord, there. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my healing. That's what you got to say. God, you said I was healed. God, you said my eyes are healed. God, you said I am healed of that cancer. God, you said by your stripes, I'm healed of that cancer. By your stripes, I'm healed of that tumor. God, you said I'm healed of that leukemia. God, you said, oh, my body is healed. Oh, from all of the PTSD, from all of the problems of my lungs and COPD. Oh, praise God. Thank you for the miracles, Lord Jesus. Thank you for life. Thank you for life and more abundantly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I get so excited about the Word of God and what it does for the life that he has given us, for the blood that was shed for you and I. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, he says in Romans, he says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I tell you what, if you have never accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, I encourage you to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, come into my heart, Lord. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior. Lord, I thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. And now I just encourage you to get in a Bible-believing church somewhere and start studying the Word of God. Take the Word of God in St. John and start reading the Word of God. If you don't have a Bible, I tell you what, give a BPN radio down there at the bottom. Just write a note and say, I need a Bible. And I tell you what, I believe somebody will come up with a Bible and send you a Bible some way, somehow. I believe that we'll get one to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I just know that God is able to minister to you today. Maybe you are in a place where you need a healing miracle today. I just believe that God is able to do that. And we take the Word of God and we believe that the Word of God is true. And it's for every one of us, for each one of you. It is available right now. in no matter what your problem is in your body. Let's pray right now that God would heal your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, right now that you minister to those that are in need of a special healing in their bodies. Lord, I don't know what it is, but I ask you, Lord, to heal their bodies from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet right now. Lord, minister to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for that healing, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name, glory to his name. Oh, praise God. Give us an email and let us know, you know, if God touched you. I know that my email address is Ron, R-O-N, Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R, 45, @gmail.com. And I know that you can email down at the bottom of the page there, BPN Radio. And I encourage you to give us an email and let us know, you know, what God has done for you. I just know that God is able to touch you in a mighty way. Oh, praise God. I thank God for the BPN Radio and the message that is taking around the world and to 170 nations so far. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you're listening in a foreign country, let us know. Let us know that you're listening in and that you're receiving the Word of God. God is alive. Praise God. I think about that, you know, that scripture when he says he came to give us life and more abundantly. You know, I thought about that. You know, I know that many of us, you know, that, you know, may or may not die before the rapture takes place. I don't know. But, you know, he said that we would give life eternal. If that means that we'll have life forevermore. If we know Jesus, if we have received him into our hearts, we will know him for eternity, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? When you think about that, awesome. Glory to his name. I know that God is alive. Oh, praise God. Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead on the third day, and he is alive. I tell you what, this is the first Sunday of January. And I tell you what, I encourage you to make an effort. I know that many people in January, they do fasting and praying. Take an opportunity to this month for the 21 days that remains in this month. I believe it is approximately 21 days or so, 20 some odd days. They're close to 30, but not quite. This is the 6th of January. That should be basically 25 days left, but I tell you what, you need to fast and pray that God would minister to America, minister to your country, that God would touch it in a mighty way. We need a revival in this land, in the name of Jesus, amen, and we're praying. BPN Radio is praying. We are praying for souls. I encourage you to listen to Special Needs Watch. I do a Special Needs Watch on Thursdays at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I encourage you to listen in. We have very special guests at different times, and we pray for special needs. Whatever your need is, we just pray that God minister to you in a mighty way. So anyway, I just love each one of you. I just appreciate each one of you and appreciate the opportunity to go and minister around the world and preach the Word of God. Glory to his name. I know God is blessing you because you listened. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praise his name. Give us an email. Give us a word from you, Lord, right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to minister to souls. I ask you to touch their lives out there right now. Minister to these that have accepted you as their personal Savior. Minister to these, Lord, that have been healed in the name of Jesus, that have been delivered, that have been set free from the powers of Satan, that they've taken the sword of the Spirit, and they're using the sword of the Spirit against the old devil every time that he comes against against them, that the enemy flees seven different ways. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Stand on the promises of God. There's 7,487 promises in the Bible that we know of. There may be more than that, but I know that when we have, people have counted them up, that 7,487. I believe there's a promise for you if you will just look in the Bible, look at the Word of God, and I believe that you'll see a promise just for you. Get you a promise book. Get you promises about the Word of God. I just praise God for each one of you. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Love you.